Special K with News You Positively. Absolutely cannot use. Brought to you by Attention HBCU Students. Ford is bringing you the HBCU Community Challenge, where you have a chance to win $40,000 in scholarship money. For details, visit RickySmileyMorningShow.com/HBCU Challenge. All right, need that scholarship money, so make sure you go to RickySmileyMorningShow.com. There it is. Special K, what you got?
And the unofficial sponsor is the LeBron James Hairline Hospice of South Florida. It's a nonprofit home for men whose hairlines have receded to the point of no return, and they need a place to go and let them disappear gracefully. The sign out front says, "Don't live in denial and weep in despair, and stop getting lineups when there's nothing left up there." So,
Hairline Hospice.
The Hairline Hospice. So if your hairline is in its last days.
Do people come visit you while you're there?
Oh, yeah. Your family, your friends. Bring flowers and cards and plants.
Hairline Hospice.
Yeah, that's right down there. That's right between Hollywood and North Miami. So y'all go down there and check that out. Now, we just had our good friends Vince and Tamar in studio earlier this week. And I just got word this weekend that this weekend Vince has agreed to a charity boxing match. And you know, because he's a good guy, man. He's like one of the nicest guys we've ever met. And he agreed to a charity boxing match to raise money for children with undersized toes and not.
What?
What? Would you just spit it out?
Children with undersized toes and non-bending ankles. Apparently there's a lot of that going on.
Baby,
so he's gonna be fighting against super-sized comedian Lavelle Crawford. And they won't be wearing headgear due to the fact that they both have kind of short arms and they don't expect too many punches that are gonna hit above the shoulders. So they're going to be boxing, but I don't think anybody get hurt in that one. Now, the FDA had recently put out new regulations on how to properly consume Pepto-Bismol. Now, it's still one cap for kids, but for adults, the regulations say you need to take enough to coat your entire stomach. Now, apparently last week in Baltimore, actress and star of the movie Precious, Gabby Sidibe, got a hold of some bad crab cakes, and now there's a severe shortage in the Northeast of Pepto-Bismol, and she was trying to get enough to cover her whole stomach. And at one point...
She's trying to coat her stomach.
Yeah, and everybody is out of it. At one point, she had 4 IVs and a tube going into her stomach just to try to. And she's also about to start promoting her new movie. This is Gabby. She has a new movie coming out. Ricky, did you know that?
No, what's
this
the name
one
of
it? It's also produced by David E. Talbert. It's called Cabbage Claim. And it's about a young woman's journey across America in search of the perfect coleslaw. So look out for that.
Gary, that's
gonna be, now you know that the name of it? Doggone shit.
Cabbage Claim.
Cabbage Claim.
So she looking it right there.
She going across the country looking for the best coleslaw.
She looking for the perfect coleslaw.
Instead of the best.
And it stars Gabby Sidibe.
And it's called what, K?
Gabby Sidibe. And I think Idris Elba plays her strange husband.
And what's the name of it called?
It's called Cabbage Claim. And it's a... coming out in the around Christmas time.
Man.
Baby, Miss Precious gonna get you.
She gonna beat your ass, man.
Y'all,
make sure
y'all hit me on Twitter at SpecialK913 with all your hate tweets.
And David E. Talbert is y'all need to hit David E. Talbert on Twitter and tell him that he should do a movie. Called
Cabbage Claim.
Starring Gabby Sidibe. He probably sleep. Man, damn.
The Ricky Smiley.